Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Footy Podcast Off-Season Extra, and I'm talking today to Zhang Hao, the manager of the AFL's Talented Athlete Program in China. Good morning, Zhang.
Yeah, good morning, Christian.
I thought perhaps we would start, if you could tell us a bit about yourself and how you got involved in football, in Australian football.
My first time to involve the footy is 2007, and when I was in my school, my university, Beijing Sports University, and I know the footy, and then I began to train and join the team, and I'm interested in it, and I think I'm falling in love with it.
And had you seen it before? Had you played it before at all, or?
Sorry?
Had you seen the game before, like before you played it?
Yeah, just in 2007, and my school have a team, and it's American flag football.
Okay.
And the officer, the development officer, Andrew Sandwich, came to my school and introduced theories of free, the Australian football. So, and then I know that, and I watch the videos, and then I know that.
Okay, so you've now organised the Guangdong AFL, is that right?
Yeah. And I organised a new league. It's mostly of the players are the local boys.
Okay, and so you... the article on AFL Asia says that you had 80 players turn out from four teams. Is that right?
Yeah, it's now there are four teams, and the Guangzhou have two teams, and the one is the Guangzhou Sports University Seagulls, and the second is the Guangzhou Scorpions, and the Dongguan Leopard, and the Huizhou Hawks. So we have four teams in all, and every team have about 20 players.
And they're all Chinese, aren't they? They're all local Chinese people.
Just the Huizhou Hawks have some Australian guys and some other country guys. So, and other three teams, most of them are the local.
That's a pretty impressive effort. You play all on you play on an oval, don't you? The AFL built an oval there.
Sorry.
You play on an oval, don't you?
Yeah, because we don't have enough ground, so we just choose a soccer ground to play, and we play a smaller ground, and 10 versus 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. So is it hard to did you have any problems setting up the new league? Was it difficult for you?
Yeah, it's so difficult because now we don't have enough support. Just most of players of the Guangzhou is the students of the Guangzhou Sports University, and because we have started the program, the Talented Athlete Program, 2 years, so some players have interest, and they want to join the China Reds for next year International Cup. So they insist to training, and they insist.
Okay. What is the Talented Athlete Program?
It's just the AFL want to choose some talented athletes. Maybe in the future, the player will go to Australia and to play AFL. So they just find some good players and maybe bring them to Australia and give them some time and help them to improve.
Okay. Did you play in the Asian Cup?
Yeah, I played the Asian Cup this year.
Yeah, how did you go?
It's okay. China lost all the games, but we all enjoyed that because it's my first time to join the Asian Champs, and there are so many countries players and play together. It's amazing, and it's a good memory for me.
Okay, and you're coming to the International Cup next year?
Yeah, of course, because I have joined the International Cup twice, and next year I will go there the third time. Because I am the captain of the last year, and this time I hope we can have some good score. We hope we can beat more teams.
Okay. Are there any other competitions in China for Australian football?
What?
Are there any other Australian football leagues in China?
You mean another league?
Yeah.
Other match?
Like, are there any other teams in China besides Guangdong?
Yeah. Now, we have another league. It's called the SC Southern China AFL. And there are three clubs together. It's the Hong Kong Dragons, it's the Asian Champs champion, and the Macau Lightning. So we always play the league from the January to June. And another club is the Guangzhou Scorpions football club.
Oh, okay. So you play the Guangdong AFL is like 10v10?
Yeah.
And when you play in the South China League, is that 18v18?
Sometimes we will, according the ground size, sometimes we will play the 16 versus 16, and sometimes we will play the 12 versus 12. Because in Guangzhou, we have a cricket ground. It's a guts. And it's a big ground, and we can play a normal game. But in Hong Kong and in Macau, we can't, because there aren't not enough big ground for the game.
Okay. Was there anything else you'd want to say to people about the Guangdong AFL and football in China?
Yeah, we just hope, because this is Australian sports. And we want to attract more Australian guys to pay more attention on us. And we need more support to run the league and to run all the local.
Okay.
Support. And everyone want to evolve that. And they want to join more training and more games. So we just hope next year we can get more support, and we can have a good training and have good match, and can win more games. This is my hope, and this is what I want to say.
Nice. Now, if I was in China, if I was in Guangzhou, how would I go about getting involved in football?
Yeah. Sometimes we have some cooperation clubs. We will put on our advertisement on some bars, and for the foreigners, and they can join us through the email, and they can send the email to us, and we will know that. Always, we will train. We will train in the Guangzhou Sports University. It's in the city, so. If some people want to join the training, we will always have the training on Sunday morning and on the Tuesday afternoon.
Did you get any kind of support from the AFL for setting up your league?
Yeah, we have got the support from the Williamstown Seagulls.
Oh, Williamstown. That's the jumper you guys are wearing in the photo on the AFL Asia website.
Yeah. The Williamstown Seagulls is the sponsor of the South China, and they support local boys involved in footy. And now that is the only sponsor for our league.
It's good to see local clubs involved, local Australian clubs involved at least. And not even AFL ones, they're state league ones.
Yeah, I also hope AFL can... AFL didn't give so much support. They just mainly supported the program.
Okay, so is there still a team in Beijing?
Yeah, Beijing Bombers, Australian football.
Yeah, and there's the Hong Kong Dragons, you were saying. And there's a team in Macau.
Yeah, and the Shanghai Tigers.
And the Shanghai Tigers. So is there not... The Wikipedia page talks about a school program in Suzhou?
Suzhou. I think because the Suzhou program is a long time ago. I'm not sure now.
Okay. And what about the Wikipedia page also talks about Tianjin?
Yeah. Tianjin, because Tianjin and Melbourne is a good city.
Yeah.
Good friend city. And I think there are a few schools are promoting this sport, but I'm not sure which school. I just know there are some schools are promoting that. They have the footy course.
Yeah, at Tianjin Normal University, apparently.
Yeah, I think not only that school and I have other schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to say just because we are finding sponsors for China Reds and joining the next year International Cup. Because most players of our local are students and they can't afford the money to traveling and the living and the other things. So we need more of the sponsors. And if you can speak about this, it's very appreciated about this.
I've been talking to Zhang Hao, the manager for the AFL's Talented Athlete Program in China. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.